This is Common Ground with John Tassone on your station for Talkin' Business AM 790. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community on your station for Talkin' Business AM 790. Now, here's John Tassone.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. My good friend is in the studio today, Mr. Dennis DeJesus from the Rhode Island Special Olympics. Welcome, Dennis, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Senator.
Love to have you on the show. I love your organization. I love the kids. I love what you guys do all the time. And above all, you're in the town of Smithfield.
Absolutely. And, you know, since we've been in the town of Smithfield, as you well know, you've played an important role in getting us settled and getting us into Smithfield and introducing us to a lot of people in Smithfield. They opened the doors for us some 6 years ago now. I'm trying to think back, some 6 years ago.
Yep.
And thank you for all the work you've done on behalf of the great athletes of Special Olympics Rhode Island.
My pleasure.
Thank
my
you.
Pleasure. So, Dennis, I wanted you to come on the show today because this is a big year for Special Olympics. Mm. It's the 50th anniversary.
Right.
And you don't look a day over 29. But I know that you've been with the program for 8 years now and taken it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Most of all, I the summer games that you have down at URI has been a huge success. So why don't you give my listeners a little bit of background about Special Olympics, and we'll go from there. We'll banter back and forth.
Great. Founded in 1968 by the great Eunice Kennedy Shriver, one of the sisters of President Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Ted Kennedy. They had a sister with intellectual disabilities, Rosemary, and Eunice spent an awful lot of time with her. And way back in 1968, 67, I think, she started having people with intellectual disabilities come to her house just to have a swim meet, just to have swim in the backyard. And today, 50 years later, when we approach 2018, 50 years later, it's the largest social movement in the history of the world. 4 million athletes in 170 countries participate in Special Olympics Rhode Island. And as we celebrate our 50th in 2018 internationally, we are also celebrating our 50th here in Rhode Island. Mm. So next year, June 1st, 2018 at URI, we'll kick off the 50th anniversary of Special Olympics. And, you know, as you well know, John, back 40, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, people with intellectual disabilities lived in a segregated world.
Right.
You know, they went to school, they stayed in one room all day. They went to have lunch, they came back in that room and stayed there all day. They weren't part of mainstream in the schools. And we've changed that. And now through our educational system and in our community, I think people with intellectual disabilities have a place. They have respect. And they're learning how to live in their community and contribute to their community. So I think that the organization has come a long way, but I think people's perception on those with intellectual disabilities has come a long way as well.
Mm, no doubt. You know, I can remember back when I was a youngster. It was probably about maybe 50 years ago when I was 8. We had a cousin who was up at Walm Lake who ultimately passed away because of it. She had Down syndrome. And I can remember at that time what a huge impact it was on the family when she died.
Mm-hmm.
And up until, you know, my father just passed away in April, he always said to me, always strive to be the voice of the people that can no longer do for themselves.
Right.
And Special Olympics and a lot of other different organizations that can't speak for themselves. I've always tried to be a leader and try to help these organizations out. But the biggest thing that I see with Special Olympics is like what you said. They need to come out mainstream. They need to be part of society. Mm-hmm. Never mind putting them in a closet or putting them up at Warm Lake.
Right.
It's not shameful that you have children with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's people with disabilities coming out all over the the place. It doesn't have to be some severe, some not so severe.
Mm-hmm.
So take me through a day of Dennis DeJesus, someone who leads an organization this big with the staff. Obviously, the key to keeping a nonprofit alive is fundraising.
Right. Right. So, make no mistake. I wear the hat as director of development for Special Olympics Rhode Island. When Mrs. Shriver founded the organization in 1968, she said no athlete will ever pay to participate. In some states, they haven't lived up to that strategy or that policy, but here in Rhode Island, we have. Over 50 years, no athlete has ever paid a registration fee nor a participation fee. So we need to go out and raise about $1.6 million every year to make sure our athletes have the opportunities that they have. Now, some people, you know, will always say to me, I know what you do. You do the games down at URI. That's a very, very small part of what we do.
Right.
We offer 25 sports year-round, January through December. So we're full go all year round. Yes, the summer games are the highlight of the year. It's the biggest event of our year. But we do so much more than that. And proud of the fact that we need to raise awareness. We need to raise money. And that's my primary purpose. I meet with corporations, foundations, individuals, people like yourself who have a love for the organization, who want to contribute and help out those in our program. And I got to say, 95% of the people in Rhode Island respond very positively to Special Olympics and the things we're trying to do, which makes my job a heck of a lot easier because when we have our story to tell, it's a tremendous story.
Mm-hmm. How many athletes do we have in Rhode Island right now?
Right now we have 3,400.
Wow.
When I was on board, when I came on board, it was right around 2,500. But as you well know, because you were so influential in getting us up and going with our school program, with our high school program, Project Unify, a lot of those athletes who graduating high school are now joining our other programs to stay in our
great.
Programs.
That's great.
So that's why our numbers continue to grow.
Is there any? Let me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but is there any age limit?
No. Another myth that we have to diffuse all the time. Someone will come up to me and say, I love what you do with your kids. I say, kids, we have athletes competing until they're 75 years old. And now we're introducing non-contact sports like croquet, bowling, bocce, so that our athletes who are in their 70s, they don't want to play basketball anymore or volleyball. They want to play non-contact sports, but they still want to be involved.
Right.
So we keep our athletes involved with those types of sports.
Now where do you go for those facilities for bocce and
tremendous amount of cooperation with our colleges, Bryant University, Providence College, URI, Roger Williams, Salve Regina, CCRI, Rhode Island College. Every single college in the state of Rhode Island opened their doors to us.
Wow.
And their students become partners with our athletes. So when we want to start a new program, usually we look to our colleges and say, hey, we want to start a bocce program. What do you think? Yeah, we'll get students around. We have them available. And I'm sure they'll partner with your athletes and play team bocce or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, again, our colleges, our high schools, state government, local governments, I can't stress the importance of having them all 100% behind our athletes in the organization.
You know, that's a better way to move the organization forward, then consider that if you had a fight for every spot that you had, you would have no hair. Oh, that's right, you don't have any. But, you know, my point is that it makes it easier.
Yeah.
It makes it easier, especially when you can get college kids into cultivating the young adults today because they, like me at one time, you know, they get the feeling of helping someone who is less fortunate than they are.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember 6 years ago when I came to Smithfield, I knew nobody in Smithfield. So I make a phone call. Who do I got to see? Sit down with John Tassoni. And I did. And like you and other politicians and other people throughout the state of Rhode Island, the first thing you said to me is, what can I do?
Hmm.
How can I help? And I think that type of a relationship that we have, not only with people in our state, but institutions of higher learning, high schools, I think really that is the backbone of our success, the willingness to assist.
So let me ask you a couple of questions, because I just got a couple of text messages. Male to female ratio, what is the ratio that you have?
I would say about 60 to 40 male. Yeah, it's predominantly male. And people are into Special Olympics for a number of different reasons. Some really want to compete athletically. Mm-hmm. But others, it's camaraderie. It's right. a social escape. It's an opportunity to go out with somebody and grab a pizza or go bowling with somebody. Mm-hmm. So in addition to all of the sports that we offer, there's also an awful lot of social activities that come along with it. So some people will join. Hey, I want to continue to be an athlete. Other people, I love the social opportunities that presents themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about 60-40 male to female.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said earlier about people who are older. It's got to be a tremendous challenge for the families as someone who has a disability, and some are more severe than others, to make sure, and I'll tell you a little story that I have, to make sure that these people are taken care of. Because obviously we all don't live forever. I wish we did, but we don't. Mm-hmm. So you're always in the back of their mind, those families have to wonder, what's going to happen to Johnny? Mm-hmm. God forbid something happens to me.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Right.
So
there's a great organization out there called Plan RI, John and Connie Souza, who are doing just that. They have an organization, nonprofit in place, and meeting with families and devising or developing a plan so that when the parents move on, there's somebody ready to step in and take care of that child. A lot of our athletes live independently. They are high-functioning athletes. But again, we have low-functioning, middle-functioning athletes, too, who certainly are going to need constant care as they grow older, no doubt about it. Mm. But John and Connie Souza, Plan RI, are doing some great work. And the magic number, I think, for families is age 21. A young person with an intellectual disability can stay in their high school system until they turn 21. Mm. After 21, they have to leave the system. And that's when the pressure mounts because they don't know what to do with their child. Mm. You know, a lot of the, of course, the programs where adults were sent off to work in job settings that failed. I don't remember that. It was in the Providence Journal a few years back.
Yep. And
that led to the closure of a lot of those job sites, which impacted not so much the work that was done, but socially the opportunity for those adults to get out of their home for a little bit and give their parents a break. When they closed those job shelters, I think that had a negative an impact on a lot of families in the state of Rhode Island.
I agree wholeheartedly. A friend of mine who owns Generations, Rocco Giswaldi, has got a great program in Smithfield, and I've visited there. I can't tell you how many times, but that's a system that the state really should take a look at and copy.
Right.
Different places in the state where they can put these.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Great.
We're going to take a break so we can pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 southbound, busy from Smithfield Avenue to town. You're okay after that. Coming up on 95 northbound, a little bit slow as you get to Thurber's Curve. Stays busy past 195. Coming in on 195, that crash near the split is gone. Things better now. Just slow across the bridges into the split. 295 northbound, the crash gone at Plainfield Pike. 4 northbound, busy with beach traffic. Headed up to 95 north. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE.
Stress about planning or paying for college? Not sure how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080 or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com. And the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
Bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of the state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third-generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-6603.
With the Bloomberg Business of Sports Report, I'm Michael Barr. The World Boxing Organization will rescore the Manny Pacquiao-Jeff Horn welterweight title fight because of a contentious unanimous decision awarded to Horn. However, there is no plan to change the result of the fight. The request came from the Philippines government, saying the decision against Pacquiao was unfair. Pacquiao and Horn have a rematch clause in their contract. Two executives who say they were hired by BGC Partners to raise sponsorship money to secure a place on the Formula One grid for Alex Lynn sued the brokerage, claiming that they were fired for blowing the whistle on corporate misconduct. Lindsay D'Souza and Nigel Burton, who had worked for Lotus Racing, sued in London's employment tribunal for about £750,000 each in lost earnings. BGC says they were fired for their poor performance. And that is a Bloomberg Business of Sports report. I'm Michael Barr.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
There's absolutely nothing traditional about my small business. And when it comes to technology, I need someone who understands my unique needs. That's where my Dell Small Business Technology Advisor comes in. With one phone call, he sets me up with tailored products and services. And when my advisor is focused on my tech, I can focus on my small business.
Get end-to-end solutions with the help of a Dell advisor, including PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BY-DELL.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
And our Johnny is all over the state covering all kinds of issues. Today, it's Common Ground, and we're talking about Special Olympics 50th Anniversary Special. Once again, here's John Tassoni.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Dennis DeJesus is in the house. Rhode Island Special Olympics is owned and operated at the town of Smithfield about 6-7 years ago. Moved in. Great neighbor, great organization. And Dennis, thank you for joining us today. And thank you, John, for what you do.
Thank you.
It's very difficult when you have a child with disabilities in today's society. I see it. I lived it. And more people should get involved, and more people should look at their pocketbook, and if they have an extra dollar, extra $2, mm-hmm. put it in the slot.
Sure.
Especially at Navigant Bank. I know that you have some containers over there at Navigant, and you have my good friend Don Devine goes around and and collects. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, obviously your $1.6 million mm-hmm. is you have to raise it.
Yep.
So what do you have for 2017 left for fundraising opportunities?
So going forward, we have a few events that are on our calendar. The first one, August 10th, we're doing a Taste of Rhode Island at the Roger Williams Casino. So very affordable ticket. It's a $50 ticket. You can go online and get the ticket at www.specialolympicsri.org. And it's an opportunity on a beautiful summer night to get out, you know, taste a number of different restaurants. We're going to have 30 restaurants there. So opportunity not only to taste and to get a sense of food throughout our great state. Our restaurants are so renowned, world-renowned, but also to support the great athletes of Special Olympics Rhode Island. So August 10th, we have that on the agenda. And then October 21st, we'll have our semi-formal, used to be a black tie event, no longer a black tie event. It's called Benefest, and it's down at the Gurney Hotel, the former Hyatt down in Newport, October 21st. And again, that's about $150 ticket per person, and all proceeds benefit our athletes. Really one of the biggest fundraisers of the year, and we'll probably get about 300 to 350 people attend that one. And then at the end of the year, something that's become very, very popular, an online auction. Hmm. And believe it or not, we started this. We used to do an auction where you could call in on a Sunday night on Cox Cable, and then we switched to an online auction. And people throughout the country bid on things. So
really?
If you have something like a Brady memorabilia or a Gronk memorabilia, all of a sudden we're getting bids coming in from Texas and California and out west. And people, there's a market out there where people who go online for these auctions for trips and for sports memorabilia, and it's become very, very profitable for us. So those are the three big events we're targeting right now. But as you mentioned earlier, when we flip the calendar to January 1, it'll be 2018, the 50th anniversary of Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. So we begin a long, hopefully a long year of activities that'll not only highlight the work of our athletes, but help build our endowment fund and help build our and strengthen us financially.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to, when you knock on someone's door, is it hard to get money?
The toughest thing in Rhode Island is getting in the door. If we get in the door, we can tell our story. And Rhode Island being Rhode Island, you can't get in that door unless you know somebody or your board knows somebody or somebody picks up a phone and calls a CEO and says, do me a favor, listen to Dennis the Jesus for 5 minutes.
Hmm.
If we get in the door, we're solid. We got a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But this being Rhode Island and so many nonprofits in a very small area,
right,
sometimes it's hard to get into that door. You can write a letter. They just throw that away.
Hmm.
You know, you need someone to pick up a phone and say, hey, listen, do me a favor. Listen to this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and when we get in with somebody, we're not asking for $100,000 or $50,000. A $5,000 gift or a $10,000 gift for a company is tremendous. Tremendous,
but
overwhelming.
But also, too, you're a 501c3, so right. It's deductible.
Exactly. So any donation that anyone makes to our organization, whether it's individual, foundations, corporate, it is tax deductible.
All right. So we may be having someone who's a multimillionaire sitting on the beach in Narragansett listening to this radio show. How does he get in touch with you to donate $500,000. How does he do that?
I leave at 5 o'clock. I head down to Narragansett. That's what I do.
No, but give us a phone number, website.
Yeah. Phone number, 401-349-4900. Website, www.specialolympicsri.org. I'll tell you an interesting story. Anytime, when you get something in the mail from Special Olympics, it's really not from us. It's really from Washington. It's a program that we do with them, a telemarketing program. And even though my name's at the bottom of it asking for a donation, anything that is mailed to that address is a 50-50 split with Washington, with SOI. So we get word of a woman who loses her husband and has the envelope on her counter and sees that envelope and writes a check and puts it in the envelope and mails it off. $50,000 check. So it gets to Washington, and we find out about it, obviously, and And I call. I said, you know, that check is obviously written to Special Olympics. Right? And they say, you know the rules. If it comes to us, it's a 50-50 split. So we encourage anyone who wants to make a donation to go on our website, mail us a check, give us a call, talk to me. Ask for Dennis DeJesus when you call the office. I would love to have a conversation, cup of coffee, go out to lunch, and have a conversation. Talk about all the good things that we do and where the money goes to.
How can companies also help besides monetary donations? How can companies help you? Is it donated hours that they can help with, especially down at URI when you volunteers. Run your volunteers? Mm-hmm. You know, a SADI thing, a walkathon or whatever. Let's talk about that.
When you take a look at every single event, athletic event we run, when you add up all of the basketball games, all the softball games, all the races, the swim meets, we host 1,500 athletic events a year.
Wow.
So we're on the go almost every single weekend. So there's opportunities to volunteer. It's a great morale-building experience for companies and their employees. They go out and they come back and they say, we loved it. When can we come back and do something again? We always say, if we get you to an event, we got you hooked. You're coming back.
We got you hooked.
You're hooked.
Coming back.
Coming back.
I love it. There we go. So let me ask you another question. We got to go on break. So I got to save my question. All right, we got to go on break. Y'all listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation, 231-2228.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage yield and your ATM fees will be refunded up to $25 a month. Call 233-4700 or stop by any Navigant Credit Union branch.
They are everywhere, on billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
This is Amy from Moriarty's Fence, the Invisible Fence brand pet safety experts. The Invisible Fence brand works for all dogs, all breeds, all ages. We start training puppies as young as 10 to 12 weeks old, and we also keep cats safe at home, too. The key to our 27 years of success is our customer service and pet training support. Our installed outdoor safety solutions start as low as $7.99 and can be customized for your property. Call 800-225-0808 for a free design and pet consultation visit, or schedule online at MoriartysFence.com. At Moriarty's Fence, we work hard so you can rest easy knowing your pet is safe at home.
But it just makes sense.
And it's invisible.
It's the fence that makes sense. Get the invisible fence.
Moriarty's Fence. 800-225-0808, keeping pets safe since 1986. Moriarty's Fence reminds you to support your local shelter, adopt, volunteer, donate.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Dial-A-Movie, your one-stop guide to what's playing. For the Hollywood blockbuster, Anything But Sunshine, press 1. For the romantic comedy, Anything But Sunshine, press 2. And for Anything But Sunshine...
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment? Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Do you have a child or grandchild in your life that falls between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 private colleges participate, close to 400,000 students. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Click on the Scholarship Center tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. To enroll, call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Anyone that calls or emails mentioning this program will receive a minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Give them a call at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
You've heard him talk about that big truck on the highway. You've heard him talk about all kinds of things. Today, we're talking Special Olympics. It's Common Ground with your host, John Tassone. Once again, here's John.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. If you have any questions for Dennis about Special Olympics, give us a call at 437-5000, and Dennis would be willing to answer any questions that you may have. So, Dennis, again, thank you very much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Love to have you back, especially with your 50th anniversary coming up. Anything particular that you want to hit on that we haven't spoken about?
You know, one thing that, you know, we struggle with, and as our athletes over the last 30 or 40 years have made great strides in their community and education and more opportunities for them in the classroom and in their high schools. We talked about that year when they turned 21 and they have to leave school. And I think the next big challenge on the horizon is going to be employment and jobs.
Yeah.
You know, are there jobs available for those with an intellectual disability? Just a quick story. I hired one of our athletes to be a receptionist for us. And like anybody else, I had doubts. I had prejudice. I had concerns. I had a bias. Can she do this? Can she do that? She's been a superstar in our office. Best hire I ever made. And but like anyone else, I had some concerns. You know, will she fit in? Will she be able to do the work assigned to her? And she's been magnificent. 85% of those with an intellectual disability cannot find a job.
That's a big number.
And that's a world. That's a countrywide statistic, a nationwide statistic. So I think that's the next big challenge, John. Will employers give those with intellectual disability just an opportunity to showcase their talents? They're not lazy. They don't not want to come to work. They want to work. Hmm. You know, they want a paycheck. They want to feel as though they're contributing.
Hmm.
So I think that's the next great challenge ahead of us as an organization, is how do we engage the business community in employing those with intellectual disabilities?
You know, one of my prime sponsors, obviously, on Common Ground is UFCW, who they all work in Stop and Shops. And I love to go in there, Stop and Shop, and, you know, the baggers, people with disabilities. And, you know, they're all very nice. And like you said, they want to work. They want to talk to people. They want to socialize. But one of the things that we were talking to before the program started is the way I think that this could work is that a piece of legislation that would give these businesses some sort of tax break to hire these individuals. There's been many, many stories out there that a lot of people are having a hard time hiring people.
Right.
The people that are severely disabled, obviously, it's going to be a challenge.
Right.
But there are a lot of people with just minimal disabilities that need to get a job. And I think if companies were given an incentive to hire people with disabilities, I think it would work. Yeah. I think it would work.
I sat with CVS about a year and a half ago, and they came to me and they said, we think the time is right to hire within our stores, within our warehouses, within our corporate headquarters, and how do we get the ball rolling in doing this? And then I said to them, I could provide you a list of 30 athletes right now of people capable of working within the CVS structure and be contributing, not just be there, but contributing to the overall success of CVS. And we went to Boston. We met with people in Boston. We came back to Rhode Island. And again, people have to be open-minded. Not all are going to be successful,
right?
But not everyone walking off the street is going to be successful either.
You got that right. So we got now they can't pass a drug test.
Well, there you go. So, you know, there needs to be job coaching. There needs to be some type of an orientation, not only for the person going into the employment, but the people they're working with. They have to learn how to deal with somebody with a disability. So there's a lot that goes into it. But I think the rewards are tremendous.
Oh, wait.
I think the markets, you mentioned Stop and Shop, Shores. I think people who go in there and talk to somebody who's working there who has a disability, they come away feeling pretty good about themselves. And that's a credit to Shores and Stop and Shop, who are out there willing to do that and provide an opportunity. And I think it benefits them in the long run. And I think it speaks to great community relations and giving someone a chance and an opportunity. We always talk about opportunity. That's the optimum word.
But I do think, though, Dennis, if you had a program where someone could get some sort of credit for doing it, whether it be financially or I'm not sure how tax credits work, but it's worth the research.
Right.
It's worth the research because you may have a multitude of different businesses, and I'll just use this for an example, like a McDonald's or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a Burger King. If they were able to do something on a tax credit for if you had two or three individuals that would work, I think it's a home run.
I think so too.
It's a home run.
Yeah. You know, we have great relationships with people in the state legislature, and it's something that we can talk about. You know, we have an ongoing dialogue with many of them. And, you know, like yourself, you know, they always come forward. What can we do to help? You know? And I think that may be a course of discussion we need to have with them and say, hey, can we figure something out here that would entice a business owner to hire someone and just give them a chance, just give them that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, they're not $100,000 jobs, like you said.
No.
You know, minimum wage or maybe what they do is, because most of them are on assistance after the age of 21, maybe you give them a reduced rate.
Right.
A disability rate.
Yeah, you'd have to work out the structure of
but
how
you know
much
what?
Do you pay them.
Now's the time to start that conversation,
right.
Not
right.
when they go in January.
Right.
Because you've got to have a full-fledged piece of legislation going into January, because it's probably going to take you 3, 4, 5 months to put the tools together to have it run the right way.
Right. And then build your support, as you well know, which is going to be critical.
Obviously,
important.
If you need any help from me, I'm more than happy to help
you
do that.
Thank you.
So let me ask you a question, because last year you did something up at Bryant University. Do you have anything planned for Bryant University this year? Did you have a small games or something?
Yeah,
up there
we do two things at Bryant. We have an area games. So if you're an athlete and you're going to go to URI to participate, you need to qualify at an area game. So we host games at Salve Regina, at Bishop Henriquin, and then we do games at Bryant University. So in the spring, that gives us that opportunity to go to Bryant. And then in the fall, we go back to Bryant for a fall festival. And a lot of that, John, is driven by the students of Bryant University. Without a doubt, we have the support of the administration, of President Makeley, the athletic department. But more than anything else, a lot of the things that we do in our colleges are absolutely driven by the student body. And if a group of students, 100 strong, 150 strong, take a program to the administration, they're going to get support for it. So Bryant University has been a tremendous supporter of Special Olympics. They have been out front as advocates for our athletes, and we do a lot. They also will send, there's one class, it's a management class, that comes over and asks us, you know, let's do a project where a group of students will work on some type of a business proposal for us that we can incorporate, you know, within our organization. Mm. Great working relationship with Bryant. Very, very good to us. President Makeley, his administration, student body, the doors are always open to Special Olympics.
What about other area businesses in Northern Ireland that have really taken you under the wing?
Well,
now's the time to give them some kudos.
Yeah. Number one, CVS.
CVS.
I remember my first day of work. August 31st, 2009, first meeting was with CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me flat out that, you know, there are 1,500 nonprofits in Rhode Island, and every single one of them goes to CVS for financial assistance.
Right.
And they can't support all of them.
Right.
But we have been a charity of choice for CVS for well over 30, 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we built our new building, they donated $500,000.
Wow.
To put us right in the construction phase of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So CVS has been outstanding. FGX, eyeglasses,
yep.
Another strong supporter. Navigant Credit Union, not only financially with volunteers and support.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Furtado was the chairman of our capital campaign. We've had the doors in Northern Rhode Island have opened for us quite a bit. AT Cross, when they were in Smithfield, was another provider.
And Alexion, did they do anything with you? Alexion?
No.
The pharmaceutical place up in the back of Fidelity?
I don't know Alexion.
You better get over there.
Boy, I tell you. That may be a call tomorrow morning.
It'll be a call tomorrow morning. I'm going to make a call right now because we got to go on break so I can pay the bills. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
95 northbound, still busy at 37. Not too bad as you go by 10, but when you get to Thurber's Curve, expect some slow going there all the way up past the Vets. 95 southbound from Smithfield Ave all the way into town. Heavy there. 6 inbound, slow. 195, not too bad till you get to the Iway Bridge. Slow there into the split. I'm Rich Teeter with your Right Now traffic.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done, whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer. For the United Rentals nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals. Consider it done.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
Legacy Benefit Advisors brings to Rhode Island municipalities health and welfare funds and employers Call a Doctor Plus. In partnership with the Teladoc Network of Physicians, Call a Doctor Plus is a premier telemedicine provider offering quality health care alternatives to employees, union members, retirees, and their families. Call a Doctor Plus offers 24/7, 365 days a year phone or video access to board-certified licensed medical doctors in whatever state you are in 10 minutes or less for a fraction of the cost of traditional care. Doctors can diagnose and prescribe for common medical conditions, send the prescription to the pharmacy of your choice, and provide a doctor's note to the patient's primary care physician. Call Bob Dumay of Legacy Benefit Advisors at 401-868-1400 for more information. That's 401-868-1400. Again, that's Call a Doctor Plus at 401-868-1400.
Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755, or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool Air. We make you look great.
Cool Air Creations. Cool Air Creations.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
And our Johnny legend is John Tassone. This is Common Ground, wrapping up our final segment with the Special Olympics 50th Anniversary Special, talking about it with our host. Once again, here is John Tassone.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. My special guest is Dennis DeJesus. He is the executive director of the Rhode Island Special Olympics. And Dennis, as always, thank you so much for what you do, who you do it with. It's a great organization. And you really, truly, and I'm not saying it because you're here, I've always said it, you have taken Special Olympics to another level.
Thank you. That's very, very kind. And you know, when you get your story out, as we spoke about in the first segment, we've had tremendous support.
You know, in being in a nonprofit world as I am, I always look at it as that when I take over a program, I want to leave it better when I leave than when I took it over.
Right. Strong foundation. When I came on board 9 years ago, Mike McGovern, who was my predecessor, built a solid foundation. Great staff. A staff that rose in the same direction each and every day. Come to work every day with the same passion and energy. I got two employees with over 50 years of experience combined. Mm-hmm. And every single day, they still bring the energy. They still bring the passion. So very, very fortunate in that regard. And, you know, we talked off air about, you know, the role of government and how important it is to support nonprofits like Special Olympics Rhode Island. And if I might, you know, Senate President Ruggiero, Speaker Mattiello have been big supporters of Special Olympics, not only financially, but coming down to the games and just saying hello to people, greeting people, and wishing our athletes well. And that means the world to them. This year, Governor Raimondo came out at the State House and welcomed our Torch Run people that were carrying the torch, police, fire, and correction officers carrying the torch down to URI, to light the cauldron to signify the beginning of summer games. She's also come to state games on our behalf as well. And again, you know, whether it's the governor or the senator, whether it's our delegation in Washington, it's always the same thing. What can we do? And how can we help? You know, we know that you're doing great work at Special Olympics. Let us know what we can do. And I think having the opportunity to open up those doors and helping our athletes is very, very important.
You know, there's a couple of good things about being a small state. Mm. One is access to the leadership. Mm-hmm. If, in fact, you have an issue. I can remember when you were getting ready to build a new building and how many times that you had meetings with the Senate President, the former Speaker, former Senate President, the town officials, mm-hmm. about moving to Smithfield, you know, the issue with the tax issue, they opened their arms and they took you right in. But it's good to have those type of relationships, because obviously when something is not right and you make a call, they answer your call.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. It doesn't no like doubt. Go on an answering machine and nobody ever calls you
no.
back.
No, no doubt. And, you know, like I said earlier, you opened some doors for us. Tom Winfield opened some doors for us. There were opportunities there where I didn't know some people, you know, coming into a new town. And but having people who are willing to say to you, I'll help, just give me a call. Mm-hmm. And that opened up the doors to Senator Paiva Weed. It opened up our doors to Bill Murphy and then on to Nick Mattiello and even Gordon Fox, who was very, very supportive of our athletes as well. So having that support and knowing that there are people who are willing to assist and help makes my job easier and allows us, you know, the chance to provide more for our athletes who are so deserving of more.
Mm. You know, one of the things, too, that we had talked about earlier is the numbers game, meaning the amount of athletes from when you took over till today. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
The disability community seems to be getting bigger.
Right.
And that's unfortunate.
Right.
That's unfortunate.
Right.
But I want to thank you for coming on today. Mm-hmm. Love to have you back at the beginning of the year. Talk about 50 years.
Yeah.
Love to put your articles in my newspaper now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get more people involved, more donations, and make sure this is an organization that can survive moving forward.
And, John, thank you. Because you're in a very, very important part of our community at Special Olympics Rhode Island. Thank you.
Dennis DeJesus, Executive Director of Rhode Island Special Olympics, has been my guest. Great man, great organization. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll see you next week.